celebrating the Feast of Pentecost, which is considered to be the official birthday of the church. And we heard about in the reading from Acts the story of that day when the Spirit swept through the room where the disciples were hiding and came upon them so that they would proclaim the good news to all who would listen. And so the church was born. And a people filled with the Spirit was sent out to begin to preach, teach, and live the gospel of Jesus Christ. So that initial gathering on that day must have been electric. For the disciples, who were basically uneducated, everyday men, were suddenly able to speak in many different languages and be clearly understood by the diverse people to whom they spoke. How astounding that must have been, and how it must have caused the crowd to listen intently to their message. And it was so amazing that as the Spirit moved among the people, many were converted. So the church began in a burst of Spirit-driven power and a torrent of words. Words in many different languages that literally reached out to change the world. How ironic this story is then for those of us who hear it today. For even though we speak the same language, we often fail to truly understand each other. As a diverse and multi-opinioned people, we often talk right past each other. Or we may even use words as weapons, hoping to corner the market on truth and force people into agreement. And that is being played out not only within the church, but also within politics and in the media and in online. Everywhere, words pour out in great floods, and it sometimes feels like we are drowning in rhetoric, which can make the Spirit very hard to find. So in the midst of all this talk, how do we come together as a community of faith and preach, teach, and live the gospel? And how do we recapture the Spirit of that first Pentecost day? Well, as the church, we can react to all this in any number of ways. For instance, we could close the doors, batten down the hatches, and only let in people who believe the right things in exactly the right way. Once we determine, of course, just what exactly is right. Or we could indiscriminately say that anything goes, forgetting our history and traditions and faithful practices. But neither of those options are particularly workable in the Episcopal Church because hospitality and welcoming are two of our core values, and our faith is firmly grounded in both Scripture and tradition. So here, we avoid those extremes and we end up in the middle, trying to balance ourselves between holding on to the foundation of our faith while working to remain open to the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Because, you know, the Spirit just didn't descend on that first Pentecost day and then pack up and go home. No, the Spirit moves among us still, inspiring and guiding us. And as Paul wrote in that first letter to the Corinthians, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Which means that it is in this passage where we might find a way to live with the differences that challenge our life together. As liberals, conservatives, progressives, orthodox, traditionalists, charismatics, evangelicals, or any other number of categories we put ourselves into, our differences can find common ground in the gifts of the Spirit that we share, in the strength of the service that we do together, and in the activities that shape our community. For through these, we are able to tap into the abundance of God's grace and find ways to speak in the language of love. And even though our differences are real and sometimes painful or confusing, we can learn to frame them in love and view them with a lens of humility, recognizing that no one has the corner of the market on truth, and realizing that certainty does not guarantee either truth or wisdom. And then if we take the time to look and listen for the different ways and means and voice of the Holy Spirit, and appreciate the variety of gifts that surround us, we may break through the noisy rhetoric of our times and learn to honor all the things that we share. For we have never been commanded to all be the same. We have only been called to be faithful. And the truth is, we all live out that faithfulness in many different ways. So it's interesting to note that the Spirit did not inspire the people at that first Pentecost to all speak and understand one particular language in one particular way, but instead preserved a variety of voices and tongues, which were then all sent out to carry Christ's message of love and forgiveness. And in effect, it shows us that that message is both shared and heard in many different ways, which means that diversity and difference are really the norm. And rather than fight that fact or fear it, we are to embrace our differences and trust that the Spirit is at work no matter what. So, as we celebrate today that church's long ago beginning with this festive service and music and prayer and balloons, we need to remember that in the end, when all is said and done, none of it works unless we give the Spirit room to live and breathe and move among us. And none of our words matter unless they are spoken in the Spirit of love. And none of our gifts will accomplish anything unless they are rooted in the very love and Spirit of our holy God. So may we each go forth today to teach and to preach and to live out the good news of Jesus Christ, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit that inspires and guides us still, and speaking in that universal language of God's love. Amen.
Amen.